You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Not only did I not get rid of my beard, we're stuck with A-Rod Day. And then about a month ago, I struck a deal with everybody here, Tiki, Sean, and Lugie. I thought a very fair deal in which I would have to color my beard every day for 3 weeks. And then at the conclusion of that, on the Monday of opening week of the baseball season, I would get to shave part of my face. And that would allow me out. So I'm getting the shaving cream ready. By the way, I've decided to go right side of the beard.
You're already pivoting?
Yeah. Changed my mind. All right. I've got the shaving cream on. By the way, I forgot that I may need napkins because now my hands are all...
Where are the napkins?
Okay. You got any napkins
here? Yeah,
Greg does it.
Thank you, Sean. I've got it all set up. Boy, this is thick, man.
What is that?
I got a bush living on my face.
What kind of shaving cream is that?
That would be Gillette Foamy.
Gillette Foamy.
But they're not a sponsor, so screw them. Thank you for some paper towels. I'm going to wipe this off. Thank you very much. And I got my razor. And I just want to make sure before I do this, Tiki Barber.
Okay, you earned this, Evan. You've earned the right to get rid of the beard, the goat beard that you've been growing for about 2 months now.
More than 2 months.
Okay, whatever.
4 months.
4 months now.
I get rid of half this beard, I go a week with half a beard, and then it all goes away. Tiki is confirmed. Good to go. Sean, good to go?
Yeah, I'm just shocked you don't have any running water as you have the shaving cream on.
Dry shave, man. Dry shave.
Dry shave is the way it is, baby.
All right.
We're good to go, Lugie?
We're good to go on my end. We just have one little problem here. Steve Gelbs is on the hotline. He says he needs to speak to you immediately.
Steve Gelbs?
Yeah, Steve Gelbs. S&Y.
I don't know why he's annoying me at my place of work, but Steve, what can I do for you, pal?
Hey, Evan. I mean, listen, man, I've been going back and forth about whether or not I should do this. I can tell that you are beyond excited, but you know you can't shave that beard.
Why can I not shave the beard, Steve?
I mean, you keep talking about this private conversation that you had with a few weeks ago. I mean, just, you know, be honest. Like, admit what actually happened.
What's he talking about, Evan?
Well, first of all, my private conversation with Pete Alonso was private. How the hell do you know about it?
Yeah, it was private. And we were there. I was there. I mean, I wasn't eavesdropping on you or anything. You know, I thought I heard something. And I went back and, I mean, all the recorders, I checked the audio and I was just, listen, I was sitting on it because I know you and I thought you were a man. So I was hoping you would do the right thing here the last few weeks, but as it inched closer, I said, you know what, I got to step in. And so I actually sent some audio to Lugie.
Oh, jeez.
And it's time for you to come clean.
What the heck is he right talking thing. About, Evan?
And so, listen, man, I can't waste a lot more time on this right now. I got to go study some game tape of the best roster in the NFL because I only have 3 days back to baseball full time. But I'm going to see you on opening day, and that whatever that thing is on your face is going to be fully intact on Thursday.
All right, Steve. Thank you very much.
All right. You got some explaining to do, Ev. I mean,
I thought I had a private conversation with Pete Alonso. Apparently this...
I've been trying to get it out of you for, I don't know, 2 weeks now. 3 weeks now.
He sent you audio? He has audio, Logan?
Yeah, I got audio in front of me here.
All right, before you play it, I will come clean.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pete doesn't want me shaving the beard.
What?
Pete told me he does not want me shaving the beard.
Pete Alonso told you not to shave
the beard. I
knew it.
I spoke to Pete.
I knew it.
And I was surprised. I thought I was going to have an out. I thought that him giving me the blessing would also confirm this agreement. I would feel good, and I'd be good to go. And that conversation did not go the way I expected. He did not want me to shave the beard.
Why not?
Because I made a promise? I don't know. Apparently, Gelbs has audio. So let's take a listen, whatever the hell he has.
Evan, you made a promise to Mets fans. It's garbage that you're even considering cutting your beard. You have to keep it going. So I know it's the timing may not be in your favor, but you need to keep it until the time is right. You'll know.
I'll know.
You'll know.
You'll know.
What does that mean?
That means
he's signing a long-term deal?
I'm out. He's, you know, now I've been guilted. Pete doesn't want me cutting the beard. I can't.
Kiki, that's how I took it.
Like, I just heard Pete Alonso say, you'll know. Well, he didn't say when you'll know, but he said you'll know.
I really thought I had this accomplished. So
is he? I can't tell if he's like messing with you, Evan.
Who, Pete?
Yeah, like you'll know you need this beard for another week, or you know you're gonna carry this beard until October.
Now that it's out there, I will reveal he just didn't want me to cut the beard, and he told me. He said you made a promise, you can't cut it. I argued with him a little bit, but we're in the Met locker room. I felt like I need to have some respect, and I begged him, and I pleaded him, and he refused to agree. I guess Gelbs was there, too. Now, there were Met reporters there, but I thought it was just me and him. Like, I didn't think they were eavesdropping, and I guess Gelbs got him to confirm it. So
you were growing a beard with solidarity for Pete Alonso, but yet you were going to go against his word if Gelbs didn't just call?
I mean,
he thought he was going to get traded or something.
No, I just...
I don't know.
I just didn't think it would ever be out there. I just thought it would be a private conversation. That would be it, and I'd get to move on. And you know what? I'd apologize, and we'd still be good.
I don't know. I sense some confidence from Pete that he's going to be back with the Metsies.
What, I love being a Met.
Well, I did have a longer conversation with Pete, and I did record some of it because I thought it was going to go a different way. Like, I thought he was going to give me permission.
And?
So I've got my own clip of Pete Alonso.
What is going on in that Met locker room?
I know.
By the way, you're the toxic one in the Met locker room, right?
What? This is what Pete said about my beard after I begged and pleaded him to allow me to cut the beard. Here's what he said. You ready?
Okay. So regarding the beard, I know.
Hold on. My phone just crapped up.
You work in engineering or not?
No, he does not.
Hold on a second.
Okay. So regarding the beard, I know we're in a weird spot, but he is allowed to edge it up.
Oh.
And he trimmed the sideburns a little bit to make himself look more presentable. Ooh. Just because he edges it up a little bit and, like, maybe does the mustache up a little bit doesn't mean that he's not keeping his promise. Beard's still a beard. Let him turn him up a little bit so he can look good for when he comes home.
How about that?
Ah.
Thank God I got that piece of audio from him.
Jeez. I don't like that answer.
Oh, wait, hold on. You don't like that answer, but you like the previous answer? Oh. Of him saying, I owe it to him and everyone else to keep the beard going? So you accept that part, but not that part?
You know, Pete feels like a flip-flopper. You want everybody to keep it coming, but he wants you to clean it up.
I know. Now it sounds like he's trying to get you to look, like, really dope with the beard.
Well, I mean,
like,
I can't.
Badass with the beard.
I can't cut the bottom. I can just clean up the sideburns. That's what he gave me permission to do.
No, he sounded like he wanted you to, like, get it neat and get it, like, I don't know, like TV presentable.
Listen, all I know is if you
like
guys
go to a barber and get a barber to trim that thing up.
Oh, and you have an issue with that?
No, I'm just saying Pete gave you permission for that.
All of a sudden, Pete Alonso has become the king of my beard. Like, he's decided all the rules.
But who gave him the permission?
Because the whole reason for the beard is Pete Alonso. Of course he could dictate the terms.
So you agree with Pete on all the terms then?
Absolutely,
now?
Absolutely. Because it all has to do with Pete. He should be able to dictate.
So the beard is going nowhere. You got what you wanted. I painted myself for no freaking reason for 3 weeks. Congratulations.
Well, that's awesome.
I filled myself with this Gillette foamy crap. I can't even cut half of it.
Shame.
And now the beard exists in perpetuity.
Right, until...
That's what you got.
Okay, so
when is
this
vetoed?
Right, when is this beard going away?
When he signs!